Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 5. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, Nate? Mini number 5. What do you think?
Number 5? What in the heck is going on?
What are we going to do
another little
this?
Bonus for...
I only have 5 fingers. I can't go any further.
I know. How are we going to do any more? We definitely don't have anything for number 5.
Yeah, that's it. We're done.
And we're done.
Yeah, that's good. Hope you enjoyed it. Now, we'll do another mini. So let's get right to it. What do we got, Sean?
We have number 5. Slenderman. Only the evil fear him. And he is evil, right?
Yeah. And he's not a superhero.
No. Oh, my God, no.
No, it's not a Slender Man.
It's a bird. It's a plane. No.
It's a little different.
Oh, yeah. So this is, I'm going to be very, very honest with you. And I think most people, and if you don't know anything about him, it's going to be, ooh, what's Slender Man? But Slender Man, for me, is scary. Like, this creeps the crap out of me. And I know this goes into real world stuff, too. But Slender Man is a fictional supernatural character that originated as a creepypasta, which creepypasta is creepy too. Anyway, internet meme created by Something Awful forum user Eric Knudsen, also known as Victor Surge, in 2009. He's depicted as a thin, unnaturally tall humanoid with a featureless head and face wearing a black suit. The featureless face, as we know, can make things go from like just a little creepy to out of this world creepy.
Now I've also seen depictions of him having like tentacles
and like, yes,
coming off his back and
so that's what and he wears that suit. That's a creepy factor too. With this faceless creature, but he wears a suit.
And he can disguise himself. But it's and I know we're gonna
and
talk
it's
about
it's fascinating that it's relatively recent, like 2009.
Yeah, I mean, I think about this as being something like an old urban wives' tale or something, folklore. This is why he's, and we're going to talk about this too, that he goes into like woodsy ideas and getting, you know, because he can like disguise himself as the branches or whatever with his tentacles. But it says, stories of the Slender Man commonly feature him stalking, abducting, or traumatizing people, particularly children, which when we
mostly
deal with the
children
is sad. The Slender Man is not confined to a single narrative, but appears in many disparate works of fiction, typically composed online. So this is a big internet thing, right? But people have turned this into, like, this is a real thing,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
Which I'm going to admit, I did, when I first heard of this, I thought it was... It's kind of like the movie, you know, Blair Witch, where they sold it. They built it up to be a real type of deal.
I thought this was,
and then I was like, oh, okay, somebody created it on it. It was a contest, for a creepypasta. So but before that, I thought, when I heard it, I'm like, ooh, what's this? Yeah, so I thought it was like a legend lore from, 1800s or 1700s.
Crazy how, like the young generation have, like, really... latched onto it, though.
Yes.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. You know, snowballed it into thinking it's a real thing.
Well, we talked about shadow people, and we brought shadow people up through this, and this is definitely a shadow figure character that has. It's almost
very
like...
Very similar,
We have a united or a kind of a collective consciousness that we talk about, and this kind of stuff shows up, like the Men in Black and those kind of thing, all kind of, like, congeals into all this. So it's really spooky. And just leaving here, I guarantee after this, I'm going to be like watching over my shoulder. Beginning in 2014, a moral panic occurred over the Slender Man after readers of his fiction were connected to several violent acts we're going to talk about, particularly a near fatal stabbing of a 12-year-old girl in, now help me with this one,
Waukesha,
Wisconsin. I just didn't want to get it wrong.
There's a documentary about the whole thing on HBO if you have access to
that. The stabbing inspired the documentary Beware the Slender Man, which is super spooky, which was released in 2016. Ugh. So this guy gives me the creeps.
This whole Slender Man deal, it's amazing how these things get into the minds of people, especially kids. That's scary. Yeah. And then they act out because they believe it's real and they're supposed to do this because
Slenderman told me to.
And if I do it, then I'm going to live with him up in, you know, some mansion, I think.
Mansion.
Yeah. That's what they thought. And
he was created June 10th, 20, 2009 on a thread in Something Awful Internet Forum. The thread was a Photoshop contest in which users were challenged to create paranormal images. And the forum poster that Eric Knutson, under the pseudonym Victor Surge, contributed to black and white images of groups of children in which he added a tall, thin, spectral figure wearing a black suit. Although previous entries had consisted solely of photographs, Surge supplemented his submission with snatches of text supposedly from witnesses describing the abduction, of the groups of children and giving the character the name the Slender Man.
Ugh. Yeah, he's pretty creepy looking.
The quote under the first photograph read, "We didn't want to go. We didn't want to kill them. But its persistent silence and outstretched arms horrified and comforted us at the same time."
Mm-hmm.
This is So it started its own it had its own momentum, right?
And the way they perceive him is children. He's more or less sort of like a protector or collector of the children. So he's kind to them,
mm-hmm.
but then he scares them with the whole thing of, if you don't do what I say, then I'll cause harm to you and your family.
Yeah, and your family.
And so mm-hmm. then it's the whole thing of scaring the child because they don't want anything to happen to their family.
Yeah, when I bought into it at first, you know, you mm-hmm. see these pictures, and they put the Slender Man image with maybe standing off in the corner, like on a playground,
mm-hmm.
you know, where there's a bunch of kids. And that's why I was like, oh man, you know, and they made him look really good. I mean, they marketed this thing.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
But yeah. I mean, it looked, I'm like, oh my gosh, or Slender Man found in, you know, and there'd be a group of people and then mm-hmm. I'd be kind of off in the, you know, staring. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then, but it is still scary knowing it's fictional, but it's just
because it got
looking dude.
It got real with the two girls and, Wisconsin.
Yeah, then that happened. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Do you want
to set all that up? Is you're not told at the beginning of the documentary, but it comes out towards the, you know, the end and during trials and that kind of stuff that both of them were diagnosed with mental illnesses.
Yeah.
Like the one was straight up schizophrenia.
Yeah.
So they latch onto this character, and then you know they don't have ties to reality and fake make believe. In their own mind, so it becomes real to them.
Sure,
right.
And that's where all the problems.
Yeah, they can't
start.
Mm-hmm, they cannot separate
reality
from fantasy. And it just overtakes them, and then they act out. And unfortunately, two 12-year-olds almost killed another 12-year-old little girl.
Can you imagine?
And she survived that. I cannot imagine.
19 times she got
herself.
Back to the path,
bicyclist
or 12
years old. Yeah.
Imagine coming upon that. Well, number one, can you imagine me, the parent of like, sure, you can go spend the night at so and so's house and with so and so.
Yeah, no idea.
And no idea.
They had this plan.
No idea. Mm-hmm. And that is what's so sad to me. And just like, I mean, I have four kids, and I just can't imagine that being part of some kid's
then,
psyche.
Right. As you're watching the documentary, I mean, it shows you all the police interview footage and everything mm-hmm. that happened. After the stabbing, they find mm-hmm. the girls trying to walk to these woods where the mansion is. Unbeknownst to them, it's like I think the one girl's father said it's like a 2-hour drive by car.
Something like that,
They had no idea where they were going.
Yeah, it's like 100, 200 miles, something
like
that. Yeah,
whatever. And so they, you watch the interviews with the detectives
mm-hmm.
and these girls, I mean, you can definitely tell something's
not clicking
mentally wrong because they just have no remorse. They don't have any sadness about it. Then they find out, they ask how the victim, if she died, and it's like, no, she's in the hospital right now. Like,
right.
No,
just nothing.
Just nothing.
Like
no emotion, no sympathy.
So stoic.
Just,
mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the documentary, but I've never seen it. I know enough to be dangerous about those. It's just so sad, honestly. Yeah.
You know, they interview the parents, and it's.
Did they talk about how they? I mean, did they talk about the details of how they took her out and all that kind of stuff?
Through the girls' stories. It's through the interviews. So, and the girls are like, "So what? So you guys went over to Morgan's and spend the night over there? Yeah, it was her birthday party.
But they tried to conjure Slender Man and all that kind of stuff, or is that how?
No,
like, did they didn't talk about that?
They're talking about how Slender Man
told them to do this.
Told them he's talking to them, and they
needed a sacrifice basically.
Yeah, in order to live with him in his mansion, they had to prove themselves to him.
Well, that's a thing.
Right, that's exactly prove themselves to him to be worthy of his. You know, like it'd be like a god
being with
to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's stuff out there, and this is what's super creepy. And I looked it up because it's. Oh, it creeps me out. But there's things on how to summon Slender Man. So I'm sure they did all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I'm going to share this just because of the creep factor. But how to summon him, don't worry. There are people are like, oh, I'm doing this right away. And it's like, ugh. If you see me out here doing this to one of your trees, stop me right away because I've lost my mind. So how to summon him, and don't do this at home, kids, or anybody. This works better at night, this says. This talks about it like making a recipe. Go into the woods and carve a circle into a tree and put an X through it. Press your face gently against the tree and close your eyes. This may also be done on a blank wall with a thick permanent marker. Turn out the lights. Chant, Slender Man, Slender Man. All the children try to run. Slender Man, Slender Man. To him, it's part of the fun. Slender Man, Slender Man, dressed in dark... in his dark suit and tie, Slender Man, Slender Man, you most certainly will die. Okay, and this crazy
sounds normal.
Yeah,
You want to try it? You go first.
It's okay.
Very dangerous. You go first.
Yeah.
That's
disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why I was like, "Are you sure we want to do this?" No, but that's beyond creepy. I mean, we talked about doing the Bloody Mary and Bloody Mary and Candyman and all that kind of stuff. It's the same kind of thing. That's just like, if you don't do it, you don't have to deal with it. But it's just,
I mean, the whole thing about him, other than just looking creepy, a good character for this, whatever, what was his name? Victor Surge, that his pseudonym was. But anyway, I think it's awesome, cool, fun. Hey, neat, won a contest.
Yeah.
It's creepy. It doesn't creep me out. But then when it spills into real life and people that have pre-existing issues that take that from and they cannot separate. Oh, that's a neat
character.
They already
have an altered reality.
It's just a story.
That's when it gets. Yeah. I mean,
they've made video games about it. Mm-hmm. They've, I believe Minecraft has touched on it.
There's
video
characters
game.
From.
I think they've done film adaptations of it in various ways. And I mean, they've done commercial stuff with it.
Yeah.
Oh, they've capitalized.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. I thought it was interesting, you know, everybody, well, maybe not everybody, but
everybody.
H.P. Lovecraft, you know, the famous science fiction horror author, you know, Slender Man was influenced by him. So I printed out a picture, and look what he's got. Got suit that's kind of like, you know. So,
It's like sort of an elongated.
I mean, he's like the godfather of science fiction and creepy, you know, stories and all that, but so H.P. Lovecraft.
That's what I have a whole list of. That's interesting. It says because that's what Knutson. He's on there too. Knutson was inspired to create the Slender Man primarily by Zach Parsons' The Insidious Beast, Stephen King's The Mist. I don't know if you get. Did you guys ever see that?
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie.
Stephen King. It is. Reports of Shadow People, Mothman, which that's a whole other thing. The Mothman prophecy. The Mad Gasser of Mattoon. Other inspirations for the character, what you're talking about, were The Tall Man from the 1979 Phantasm, H.P. Lovecraft, the surrealist work of William S. Burroughs, and the survival horror game Silent Hill and Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Knutson's intentions was to formulate something whose motivations can barely be comprehended and which caused unease and terror in the general population. Other pre-existing fictional or legendary creatures which are similar to the Slender Man include the Gentleman, black-suited, pale, bald demons from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode Hush, Men in Black, which we talked about earlier, many accounts of which grant them an uncanny appearance with an unnatural walk and oriental features. And The Question, a DC comic superhero with a blank face whose secret identity is Victor Sage, a name similar to Knutson's alias Victor Surge. which is
just thinking about
it all goes together.
A humanoid with that's faceless. Do you guys remember the movie Critters?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, yes.
The aliens.
Yes. Yep.
Like were
okay
faceless until they saw a human, and then they morphed their face into a human.
Right. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Slender Man has a symbol.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That's
I
weird.
Even has a symbol. Mm. Well, I mean, Prince had a symbol. Right?
Well, everybody's got. Yeah. I'm thinking about getting my own symbol.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it.
You know, you're naming off some of the movie Phantasm. That creeped me out.
Yeah.
I saw that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think they did. They remake that. I'm not sure. I'm getting off on a side note, but
no,
that,
no,
that, but that dude, but that dude was the
well, we love side. We love side notes.
He's so scary. Yeah. So that makes sense though. Yeah, because he had a suit on. Black suit. Yeah.
See, yeah, I think Eric Knudsen hit the mark. I mean, he definitely created a scary figure.
He probably had no idea to blow up like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not his fault.
And
then
I mean,
I could right now make up a character and then win some content. I have no idea. I mean, it's not my fault.
You don't know what people are going to do with it.
Right.
Know?
That's them. But
yeah.
Jen and I were talking about this, and I told her, she said, I don't want to hear it anymore. She's like, I don't want to listen to this one. I don't want to hear about it. This one's just freaky. I don't like it. And I told this sounds really ridiculous, but I'm glad we're talking about it together because, like, looking at this stuff yourself, you're like, okay, you can really freak yourself out really quick.
The whole visualization of Slender Man
is meant to creep you out.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like, you see something in a dream, and I've read that, like, you don't necessarily see faces in your dream, but you can see, the figures. And so, I mean, it can sort of mold itself into...
Whatever you want.
I
do see faces. Yeah. I see them like...
I do, too.
Well, I think you do, but...
I notice.
But not to great detail. It's like, I mean, you've your mom's in your dream. Like, oh, yeah, that's my mom. So, I mean, I think...
When I dream...
During your dream, I don't think everything necessarily has a face, but I think when you wake up and you know that figure was your mom.
Right.
But see, like, when I
you put
had
the
dream of my dad, his face, like I could smell him, and I felt I could touch his shirt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his face was, what I'm saying?
You knew all the features. I
dream really, that could be a whole another mini episode of my dreams.
Love really
Amy's like,
specific.
You and your daughter, I have, I'm crazy, and it's so detailed. They're always detailed.
When I dream about people, it's...
But I know what you're saying, though.
They're normally...
Yeah.
People that have passed away, I agree with... There's a detail, but their lips don't move. And it's more of a... When you're talking with them, it's like telepathic. But having faceless figures in your dream is just like super... To me, that's super creepy.
You know, I mean, we see like all these different creatures and scary characters in these movies and stories and... Oh, Pennywise and all the, especially the newer when they redo them and Michael Myers, the mask, and it's so scary. And I love Freddy Krueger.
Iconic, right?
They're right.
Iconic.
And I love the scary look, the whether it's a growl or bloody or fangs and all. But this thing without a face is just as creepy because, like you said, it lends itself to what is behind it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a, what's the movie that came out maybe 10 years ago? Liv Tyler was in it. She was one of the main characters. They went to this cabin or this house, and then these three characters came, just picked this house by random. They all had masks.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
House.
Oh, shoot, I know exactly.
And one of them had like a burlap sack for a...
Yeah,
for
a, it was...
I know, I shouldn't have brought
it
up.
I know it is.
No, I know exactly what you're... This is where we come into our middle age.
I know.
It's not house at the end of the street.
It's... I know exactly what you're talking
it's
about.
It's
like
one word.
So creepy.
Yeah, I remember it.
I'm going to say you, it's not them.
You look it up, and then I'm going to tell... Let me tell...
So, one of them was like Dollface. The girl, had like the baby. Okay, and then the other one had... And then the guy...
Just thinking about it right now gives me the creeps.
And that was... So it wasn't bloody, it wasn't... But just a burlap with, the eyes cut out and the mouth. And
yeah, I know
that,
exactly what you're talking
about. I love that image. I love that character because it's just as creepy as some intense-looking devil, but this Slender guy, or Slender Man guy, it's like, really bizarre. It is true. It's like, he doesn't have any features, yet it's just as scary.
Yeah. Well, it's the Scarecrow in Batman when he had his fear toxin or whatever, and he put a sack over his head and it would make it, he'd shoot you with his fear toxin and whatever you were afraid of is what you would see.
It's like the Visitors or something, or the, I don't
know.
Oh, did you not find
it?
The Strangers.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's it.
I haven't even pulled up the list yet.
I think that's right.
No, it is. The Strangers. Yeah. Because I was like, The Visitors? No, The Strangers. Yeah. They were strange visitors.
So. Yeah,
The Strangers.
But that, 2008. But I love that. I love those masks. But then that particular one, just that
love
little
is,
nap, that
love
burlap
is very,
sack, with just the eyes cut out in the mouth. And it's kind of,
relative term.
It's like the Purge series.
We love the Purge movies.
Yeah. A lot of
again,
masked
love is very
people
subjective.
In that
and I think that's cool.
Creates it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It gets into your,
it
that's
gets
a,
your
that's
mind.
A psychological trigger that go, okay, I'm freaked out.
Yeah.
It freaks you out immediately. oh gosh. That goes. See, I've got goosebumps everywhere. So this was a good one for that, right? So this is interesting. You guys will find this interesting. Because the Slender Man's fictional mythology has evolved without an official canon for reference, his appearance, motives, habits and abilities are not fixed, but changes depending on the storyteller. He is most commonly described as a very tall and thin, and very tall and thin, with unnaturally long tentacle-like arms or merely tentacles, which he can extend to intimidate or capture prey. In most stories, his face is white and featureless, but occasionally his face appears differently to anyone who sees it. He appears to be wearing a dark suit and tie. The Slender Man is often associated with the forest and or abandoned locations and has the ability to teleport, which makes it even creepier. Proximity to the Slender Man is often said to trigger a slender sickness, a rapid onset of paranoia, nightmares, and delusions accompanied by nosebleeds. That, to me, is creepy.
I like how they didn't just develop what he looks like, but they kind of, the backstory and the whole,
it goes deeper.
What it can do.
Deeper.
Yeah, I like that. That's kind of...
Side note, The Strangers is inspired by true events, too.
Yes, it was.
Wow. That
and they still don't know what happened to... Anyway.
Yeah, they don't know the whole story. Yeah.
Right. That was a really scary movie.
So on that note, my family's not home anymore, and I got to stay with the dog sleeping in the bed with me. That's
we'll see you.
I know, yeah. It's like
I've got our two dogs.
I'm visited by strangers tonight. Oh
so have God, you guys ever jerks. Heard of it? And this is going to be, this is one of my, I didn't put on the list, but I just realized, because we were talking about Slenderman, or we had put Slenderman. That was Nate's idea, by the way. This is Nate's.
Thank you, Nate.
Excellent.
I think.
Because when you said it, well, last time I go, yes, Slenderman,
well,
do it.
I'm
only
I
listening
came
to
across,
this one in the daytime. I'm not listening to this night.
I fumbled across the documentary on HBO, and I was like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about Slenderman. So I was like, hey, what do you guys think about Slenderman? So.
Great choice for a mini.
Speaking of what, Nate gave a whole bunch of great. I mean, we got a whole bunch of cool stuff coming from all of us. We all have good ideas.
Whether
Nate
full came out, or mini.
I was like, man, Nate, here we go. These
we
are
got
home runs.
We got a big list of full and mini episodes. And some we maybe can make a full, or maybe it's a mini,
Yeah, you put like mini-ish, maybe full. And
I put, So have you ever heard of a tulpa?
Tulpa.
I don't think so.
I first heard it on a podcast. One of my first ones I listened to 5 years ago. Never heard of a tulpa. What it is, this is kind of like what a Slender Man character can be. It's Tibetan. Mm-hmm. Okay. Comes from the Tibetan. Okay. I'm just going to read from Wikipedia. Just it's the easiest way to explain it. A tulpa is a concept in mysticism and the paranormal of being of a being or object which is created through spiritual or mental powers. Mm-hmm. It was adapted by 20th century, from Tibetan. It means emanation or manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
What a tulpa. So a lot of people, if we got us three and we had, there's not like a certain amount of people, but a good amount of people to concentrate and to
conjure,
develop. Okay. We're going to think about this character, this creature. What do we want to look like and what it's going to, what's the name of it? What's it do? And this belief to, if you have enough thought into it, it happens. It comes to be.
Oh, that's fine.
And they did a study. I don't want to get too much into it, because this is one of the mini episodes I'd like to do is on tulpas, because it's very interesting. There was a like a laboratory or something. These people that worked there, anyway, they did a they did this thing, and they called the character like a, it was like a little boy or something, like Tommy. Mm-hmm. It was like the Tommy Project, or
I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Or Andrew or something.
This is, I've and wanted to bring this up, but I didn't know how to describe it. But it's research about like creating hauntings, basically, or creating ghosts or creating beings. And they've shown that they can do this.
You're thinking it. You can kind of like, you know, you think it, you can do it.
The power, right? The power of the mind, or dimensional things that we don't understand.
Yeah.
It gets, that's fascinating.
And I'm telling you what.
I think it's a good thing to cover
this,
too.
When I heard this podcast, and I told about this guy, he was interviewed, and he and his family, he had run-ins because they would dabble in this stuff. And they developed a couple of these tulpas.
Yeah.
And couldn't get rid of them. Like, so they're
so let's not do this.
So they could literally see the form. They could see the actual manifestation.
You can see how Slender Man then.
But then they ran into like,
you get enough people thinking about it.
Right.
Now, how, then it
can't shut them off.
Couldn't shut it off. Then it was kind of like a continuous haunting or a continuous.
Right, I keep threatening. You know, I keep threatening.
And they're not always threatening. I mean, not
they
always.
They brought to life the entity with their brain energy of thought.
Yeah, wow. Whatever. Yeah, yeah, there's other stuff. However. Anyway, I think. So I didn't know, and all your listeners may or may have not heard of a tulpa, but it's very, very cool. Very.
I keep threatening that this is going to be the last episode. This, I'm out. I'm done.
Oh, you haven't heard of Slender Man's baby and Slender Woman?
You're like, this is
Slender Gal.
This is mild compared to what we can bring up now.
Yeah.
This is
pretty
good. I love
Slender Man.
Yeah.
This is crazy. It is some crazy. I'm glad we're talking about it because, like I said, but I did before we turned on the mics. I'm like. This scares the crap out of me.
The best image I like, image of Slender Man I like is, I mean, there's a bunch with the other tentacles are coming out and he's real aggressive or
long tentacly hands.
Yeah. I like it though. I mean, talking about the creepy factor, just when they show like a drawing of like or they put like a real picture of a little boy or girl and he's standing behind them or like next to him.
I've always seen the one where they're holding hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it just. Oh, just because you know, like kids and pets and adults. Who cares? No, but that. But and he's got his head kind of down. You know, he's got these long, and it's just like, oh no.
He thinks
that this thing might be for
that's
good,
creepy,
good.
Deep, yeah.
It's gonna take care of
father figure,
father. Yeah, and I'm like, no, but yeah. Anyway, Slender Man.
All right, I'm good and creeped out, man. I am good and creeped out.
Well, good job, Eric.
Good job.
And I think
good job, Nate, right?
The whole concept of Slender Man is he can more or less be whatever you are scared of.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
That's like true. That's true.
Back to the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Fear toxin. Yep.
That's true. Kind of like it.
Yeah.
Pennywise focuses on your fears.
Yep.
So he can adapt to whatever you're. Yeah. It's not always a clown. It can be whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
And those are the things that are really scary.
This is what, we started with that concept of, oh my gosh. Yeah. And fear is such a big, storytelling has been around for so long, and the oldest kind of story is the kind that makes, the bump in the night, the spooky ghost story. It is one of the oldest ways that we tell stories and that we creep each other out. And that's how that kind of stuff sticks with us, because there's that fear of the dark and, how are we going to survive the next
what
day?
What you can't see.
And through the next night, night used to be, I mean, it's still a freaky thing. Nighttime can be.
Well, because you're scared of what you can't see.
Exactly.
And you can't, if you can't see it, how are you going to fight it?
Here we're.
Yeah. Or like we talked about with M.R. Gorga, a demon.
Yeah.
You can't, how do you defeat it? And in The Exorcist, good might not win. It's not a physical person.
But we're in 2021 and we think of ourselves as so modern and technologically advanced, but we're still so
so much we don't know.
We're very fragile.
So I really love this.
I love this
topic.
One.
Mm-hmm. So it's a good
This is a good number five. This means that we got to keep doing minis, right?
What? Now Sean, so we
don't tell me Slender Man's behind me. Don't you dare tell me you saw him peeking
there.
So in
Nate's house, God, we had this bay window in our recording studio. And
I'm not looking outside because of that. Because
they say he's like 6'8", 7 feet.
Well, I think
8 feet.
He can be anywhere from 9 foot to 13.
Yeah, real right. And yeah, Sean, he's kind of pointing. Yeah, this guy right here.
Okay, jerk face, listen. What the? I told you I'm out. I'm done with these. I'm done with this podcast.
You're hilarious, I tell you.
Care Bears. I'm thinking Care Bears right now.
You know, I'm 6'3". I'm slender built, tall. I'm going to come to Sean's house suit, because I've got a black suit. I've got a black suit, black tie. I'm going to just put some blank-looking mask on. just stare.
I was looking forward to tonight, and now no. I do love it. This is fun.
I'm not breaking your. I just said
you won't sleep.
Creepy
tonight.
Fun. I'm not sleeping on.
Yeah, you've got Jude.
You know, I've not been sleeping very well anyway. You've so got here we Jude. Go. I know he goes snuggle up next to me.
Shit, Daddy.
He's definitely not Slenderman.
Hey, unless you got anything else, I don't. I think we covered him pretty well.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think we got onto that pretty good.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Good choice, Nate.
That was good.
I think the listeners, I think you guys are going to enjoy this.
You're going to be creeped out.
I think a lot of people don't know. I think there's probably more people that don't know about Slenderman.
Or maybe they've heard of him, but they haven't like investigated what he really was.
The problem is it's a pretty deep hole. We didn't even, you could keep going. This is like Metallica. Sleep with one eye open, right?
Yeah.
Sleep with one eye open.
Gripping your pillow tight. Yep.
Ooh. That's it. That's all it. Right.
Well, I think that's a mini wrap.
It is a mini wrap. You heard it. You heard it from Nate, the man.
Delicious.
Yeah. So beyond, mini five. Hope you enjoyed it. Like we said, we are going to try to do, more minis in the future and drop them on Saturdays. So give you guys some extra creepiness. So they're enjoy doing them.
They are so much fun, actually.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So thank you guys, as always, for listening to us. And that's it. So we're out.
Out. Goodbye.
See ya.